Meeple.
Welcome back to the Meeple Pod.
So today is our first day not in studio because I had to do stuff for Angelo at school. He's in pre-K 4, full day now. So I was like freaking out with him being there. He just started this week. So I'm like already doing like, you know, class mom stuff and trying to go in there and just stalk him. So we couldn't get in the studio today. But we're here and we're ready to talk to you guys.
Yeah. And I feel that, Nicole, because CJ just started the full time pre-K 4 also. And I'm just like, oh my God, I miss my babe. And I'm actually next week doing, I'm going on a field trip with him. So I get it.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. They're going to an apple orchard. I'm like, I can't.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah. So I'm like super pumped.
Oh, yeah, so I'm really busy with the kids in school, but like so freaking thankful. I couldn't wait. Like my oldest two, I'm like, get out, like go, like get out of here. And then with Angelo, I was like coddling him and carrying him. I was like, hi, baby. Because he's like my last one. Like I know that I'm done. I don't want any more. So it's like my last time doing this with like, you know, the preschool and him crying. So I kind of soaked it all up. But it was like, it was kind of depressing.
Oh, yeah, I know. For sure.
I was like, damn, this is my last time.
A hard time the first day. But now he loves it, which makes me happy because, you know, knowing he's like enjoying it and like he's excited, I'm just like, okay, all right. That like makes me feel less stressed and it makes me feel relieved. And I'm so proud of him. I'm like, go see. Because last year he didn't like school at all. Like he only went 3 days a week. And now this time he's doing full time because he has to get ready for kindergarten.
Right.
So I was like a nervous wreck that he wasn't going to be okay because last year he was not. Every day was like bad. But this school he really likes. And I don't know if it has to do with being a different school, a different teacher, but he seems to really like it. So I'm just relieved.
Wait, so he didn't cry when you dropped him off?
The first day he did cry and I felt so terrible. I cried, left.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, to make it worse, then Cameron's in the car crying. I miss CJ.
Oh my God.
So I'm like hysterical. But he has cameras in his school. So I was able to like hop on and look and like,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And by time I got back to the house and I looked, he was like fine. So that made me happy. Yeah. And then I kind of just did whatever I had to do with Cam to make him happy. So it wound up being fine. And then the next day he was excited because he had fun the first day. And now he's like, good. Thank God.
No, yeah. Angelo wasn't having it. And he's not used to the full day.
Yeah.
Because he went last year only to like 11:15. So yeah. He's starting kindergarten next year. He's got to go and like get used to it and everything. So dropped him off the first day. He was hysterical. And, you know, all like the parents are there and it's like crowded with people. And like Gianni and me know people. So we're like kissing everyone. So as I leave him, because he's hysterically crying, I'm like, my lip is quivering. I'm trying not to cry and look like that mom because he's my third. Everyone's like, calm down. So I like held in my cry until I got into the car and I just bursted in tears. I was like, like I was crying like someone died. Like it was bad. And Gianni's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. Like he looked so upset and he's my last baby. Like, and I had to cry for the last time.
Yeah, it happens. I cried.
Yeah. So I just love the fact that they're in school so I could get things done. And, you know, we're starting to film like crazy now for the next season of Jersey Shore. So
our schedule's going to be insane.
We're going to be insane. So you guys, we're going to, our meatballs, we're going to try and get into the studio as much as we can to, you know, do our podcast and stuff. And if we can't, we're going to do the Zoom to get it done. But yeah, we're going to be busy beavers because we're starting to film like crazy now.
And like talking about the show, I don't know how this next episode is going to turn out because we act like we don't see episodes.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk about it before?
What we have to do, because we haven't seen the episode, we'll be watching it with all of you. So I think we'll talk about it a little bit, but I think once we see it, maybe next week, we really get into it because I have no idea how it's going to be edited. I don't know how
Is it this episode or next episode?
Well, from what I saw,
I think it's this episode.
When I saw in the previews, it is this episode, but I don't know how they're editing it. You know, like, I don't know how it's going to look. I mean, I know what my truth is, you know, but
that's why I love having this podcast, so we could speak our truth, because sometimes it's not edited accurately, or they miss, you know, they don't add certain things and it doesn't like explain the full picture. And then people look like assholes when they're not. So I'm glad we have this podcast to talk about it.
Yeah. So I am definitely nervous about tonight's episode, because it could either go one way or the other way, depending on how they decide to edit it. Yeah. So I feel like nobody knows that we don't see the episodes when, like, beforehand.
No, yeah. So we're literally watching it with you guys.
Watching it with everybody else. And sometimes I do need a wine, because I'm like, I don't know what the frig is going to air or how it's going to be aired.
Oh, I have a wine every time.
So yeah, I'm a little bit nervous about this one, because, you know, we do get into a fight and me and Ange like fought, and I don't know how, if they're going to play it as it is, or if they're going to play it in somebody else's favor. I have no idea, but I hate watching it. I'm like, oh my God.
No, literally.
But once we watch the episode with you guys and see how it panned out on TV, then we could really get into what really happened, depending on how it airs. But who knows? Maybe we'll be surprised, Nicole.
So should we talk about it or no? I mean, I don't know what to say.
I don't know how it's going to air.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a dramatic episode.
Yeah. Maybe we'll talk about it next time.
Yeah, that's what, because I'm thinking.
We want you all to see it. So when we talk about it, you know exactly, you know, what's happening. So we'll see how it plays out. And then we'll talk next week.
No, yeah. So I'm just like a little bit nervous about the show tonight. I don't know how it's going to air. But yeah, we just watch it with you guys, which is crazy to me. Isn't that crazy? I think it's crazy.
I mean, I think because I feel like back in the day, we used to watch it. So like, we know like what's happening and everything. And now, ever since we came back, it's not like that. Like, we have no idea. And I feel like they don't want us to see it, because they're going to know, you know, I feel like if we don't see it how it's played, like, we're going to get annoyed. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, yes. And then what's like crazy, like next week we have the reunion for the season that is airing now.
Oh, I'm not even ready for that.
How are we having a reunion without seeing, like, back in the day, they used to sit us in a room and we would watch, like, the OG seasons. We would watch every single episode, so that when sometimes
it was like so awkward, because it's like we're talking shit about each other and we're sitting next to each other and we're like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, but like this with this, like, we never see the episode, so like I don't know how we even have the reunion without seeing the episodes. But we do. It's crazy. How television works.
It's different. And then I feel like the Kardashians, they are so different, because they, like, I feel like they do their own scenes. Like, they have control of everything. They see it beforehand. If they don't like it, they cut it a certain way. I mean, we are the total opposite of the Kardashians.
Yeah. Our life is in the producer's hands when we're filming. They could chop and screw us however they want, which is, like, fine.
Which has happened before.
We signed up for it. We know what it's about. Just sometimes wish it would play, like,
Well, a perfect example is Zach made a comment, Jenny's fiance, Zach made a comment, you know, saying how their conversation at the dinner, they had like a dinner, they were talking about like marriage and getting married or whatever. He was like, not how the whole conversation went. So they chopped and screwed that to, you know, make it like, I don't know.
Awkward.
Yeah, just made it weird. Like, they don't know how to conversate. So he said something, and then all the comments were like, well, it's reality TV. You know what you signed up for. And it's like, yeah, but also, like, no. It's like, we still don't deserve that. You know, like, our story should be told accurately. So We never know.
Yeah. Yeah, because Zach's at that dinner, and Jenny has said that dinner was like 3 hours long, and it was an amazing dinner, but they chopped and screwed it to like 2 seconds, and it
right, like how it always is. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, so my thing is now, like, if something happens and they make it seem a certain way, like, I'm going to Twitter, like, I'm going to say my piece, because I just don't like, I don't like it being played accurately. So we'll see what happens, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's some things I wish they would show. Like, at the dinner last episode, right before Angelina started talking about her dad, Vinny and Chris had, like, such a funny banter back and forth, which I think that the fans would have loved, because they love, like, seeing Chris and his, like, funny personality and Vinny, like, finally being funny.
Oh, yeah.
And they cut all of it out. Like, they cut it all out. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, Chris was hysterical. Like, I know maybe I'm, like, biased because he's my husband, but I think Chris is so funny.
Chris is very like funny.
The fans love Chris, like, right. Give them a little more of Chris, like, don't chop it up, like,
and I also feel like the fans love more of, like, the fun that we have and, like, the jokes. Like, fans love to laugh with us. They don't like always seeing constant drama and, like, all this stuff played out. It's like, I feel like, you know, fans love us because we have a good time together and we're funny and, you know, we're everyone's guilty pleasure. So, you know, when it gets, like, really dramatic, it's just like, ugh, like, I can't even stand it.
We're reality shows, so we know we need some drama, but, like, they also love to see the fun. So I was, like, annoyed when they chopped up or they cut out, like, Chris's, like, funny commentary at the table, because I thought it was, like, him and Vinny were hysterical. And then we FaceTimed you, and you were, like, pissed that Vinny was drinking, remember?
Oh, yeah, he was like, since you're not here, I'm going to be the meatball. Like, I'm coming out and going to be the meatball. And I was like, cool.
It didn't show that. I'm like, I wish they would show some things that are funny, like, you know, but whatever. Yeah, so that's that.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that.
Another thing I wanted to kind of touch on this episode, I was getting so many comments and questions about my OCD and my mental health and how I started Prozac. So I kind of wanted to get into that because
everyone loves that episode. I'm so glad that we were like, well, you were so honest about your stuff. And then me just like learning things I had no idea. Like you really educated me on like the crazy things that I do.
Yeah. So like, I wanted to kind of like got a lot of questions on like, how did you know you needed to start Prozac? Like, when did you realize you had this? And so I wanted to just kind of like break it down. Like since I was young, I had OCD tendencies. Mm-hmm. And I, back in the day, like you didn't talk about mental health. I'm not even going to lie, I was probably 10. And I just thought I was weird and I thought I was crazy. And I wouldn't even tell people I would do these weird things because I'm like, oh my God, like there's something wrong with me.
Oh, what a sin. And like,
no. So I was like 10 to like, I think probably up until graduating high school, I would like do every day. I would do these rituals before bed. I would have to like touch my nightstand. I'd have to touch this. I'd have to touch that. I'd pray. Mm-hmm. It was like a whole thing. And then if I did it wrong, like I had to do it again. And then like, if I had people like my friends sleep over, I had to like quietly pretend to do it. Cause I'm like, I have to fucking do my rituals. Mm-hmm. And I really thought I was like going crazy. And I was like afraid to talk to my mom about it because it was like back then, like what was it? The early 2000s. That wasn't even talked about like mental health.
Right.
So once I got out of high school, I started like doing college stuff and partying. And it kind of like went away a little bit. Like mm-hmm. I was able to kind of fight it off, I think, cause I started like just partying a lot. And then after it came back in Jersey Shore. So
oh,
all of a sudden,
sure. It's like not like a normal environment.
Yeah. So I started Jersey Shore. I was 21 or 22. And as like right after I started like the first season. Like
you were definitely older because I started 21.
Okay. So I was probably like 22, 23.
Mm, yeah.
And I remember the first season I was decent. And then after that, I think because like being in the house, not having cell phones, being filmed all the time, being in the dungeon, we would call it, with the lights and like,
oh, that
I think
was
it brought on my OCD again. but like stronger. Mm-hmm. So like my rituals came back, everything came back, and like every season it got worse and worse. And then when I met Chris, I was so afraid that the producers were going to like ruin our relationship because I like it's everyone else. And it really like my intrusive thoughts like really boosted. Like, so every day I was having these intrusive thoughts. And if you see, I don't know if you guys remember, but the day I got arrested, or it was a little after I got arrested, I had a conversation with my mom on the phone because she's like, enough with this drinking. And I'm like, I'm just not okay here. I'm mentally not okay. Like, something is wrong with me. And that's what I was talking about. Like, I thought I was going crazy. Like, I had these intrusive thoughts. I was like, I couldn't do my rituals because I was on camera. So it was like fucking me up because I couldn't do them because I didn't want people to see that I was doing them. So it was like really messing. My OCD was just like out of control at that point. And then that's when, once I got out of Jersey Shore, I was 26. And that's when I was like, okay, I need to talk to somebody. And that's when I went to a therapist and I talked to someone. And she actually told me, like, as you get older, OCD can get worse if it's not treated correctly. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. And she at that point, and you know what, Nicole? I didn't even know it was OCD. I didn't know what it was. I had no idea what it was. I just thought I was crazy. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, I think I'm psycho. Like, why am I having these intrusive thoughts? Why do I feel like this?
Yeah.
And then when I went and I talked to, you know, my therapist, she was like, this is severe OCD. And I was like, I thought OCD was just like cleaning and needed to have things perfect and like evens and odds. And she's like, no. And I was like, oh my God. And like, she like went through everything of OCD and like all of my tics and all of my rituals. And she goes, you have this. And I was like, oh my God. But it made me feel so much better because I was like, okay, like it makes sense now. Like, this is, at least it's, I'm like clinically, you know, it's something. And yeah. So then that's when she was like, she wanted to start me on Prozac. And I was nervous at first to start medication. I talked to my mom about it. And at that point, my mom was like against medication. And she's like, no, blah, blah, blah. You shouldn't go on that. And I was like, okay. And then I talked to my mother-in-law, which is on it. And she's like, Dina, if you need to go on something, you should. Like, I'm on something. It helps me. Come to find out, my mother-in-law has the exact same thing as me. And we were about to go on the same exact medication, which was crazy. So I went behind my mom's back because I was old enough. I'm like, why? I'm 20-something years old. Why am I? I keep doing this what I want.
Right.
So I started the Prozac without telling my mom. And it helped me. And then after a while, my mom was like, you just seem so much better. I'm like, yeah, I started the Prozac.
And what'd she say?
She was like,
do you believe her now?
Well, yeah, she was like, oh, she was like, you started it. You feel okay. I'm like, I feel fantastic. She's like, okay, if that, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, and that's when I really knew like how I needed medication when it got like really bad. But it was just crazy because my mom was against it. My mother-in-law was for it. And then when I was like, you know, I'm just going to try for myself. So if anybody is like up in the air, I'm telling you right now, like the Prozac really, truly helped me. I was afraid to get on it in the beginning. Yeah. It changed my life. Mm-hmm. Like legit changed my life. I'm able to like act normal now because like normal people, like intrusive thoughts come into their heads every day, but they can like swat them out. Like a bad thought, but like with someone with my OCD, they obsess over it. Like, why am I thinking about this? Why would that come into my head? That's really weird. So the Prozac helped me tremendously, made me a normal person. Like I could easily just swat like the things out of my head that is annoying. And then now my mom is on Prozac crazily because after my dad died, she was going through it. And she talked mm-hmm. to a therapist and she started Prozac now. And she's amazing. So medication does help.
Yeah, I know a couple of people that are on it. And I know like, you know, if you go to your doctor, they're going to tell you, you know, what to expect and everything. But I know it takes like a couple weeks to kick in, right?
Yeah.
Like you have to get used to taking it. Like it's not like an overnight fix.
No. So you take it and your body gets used to it, and it lasts, it probably takes up to 2 to 3 weeks to for you to really see a change.
Yeah.
But it was definitely life-changing for me, you know? So if you are on the fence, like I'm someone that is pro medication, but of course, like if you are against it, that's fine too. There's other things you could do, like meditation and stuff like that. Vinny does that stuff for his anxiety, but that didn't work for me. But yeah, so I just wanted to tell my journey and all of that because I got a lot of questions about it. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of tell my journey about my mental health and, you know, my medication and how I went on it and how it all turned out.
Love that.
Yeah, so that's all.
Thank you, everyone.
So did you think about if you were gonna maybe talk to somebody about your things, or do you think you have it under control?
No, yeah, I mean, it's not like ruining my day-to-day stuff, but I do it every day. So
yeah,
I definitely want to talk to someone about it. So, you know, I have like my annual doctor's appointment, where I make sure like I'm not dying and like get my blood tested and everything. So I think when I go, I'm just going to like mention it and be like, should I be on something?
Yeah. Because they like know that stuff too. Like, I know that I don't go to the therapist. My doctor is very aware of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So me and her, like, every time I get a redose of my medication, you know, she's like, how you feeling?
I'm
like, oh, good. So yeah, they definitely know what they're talking about.
No, yeah, so I'm gonna see. But just like life wise, I just feel like I've been so stressed out. Like I don't know, like
you have a lot going on.
Yeah, but like, is this like just me now? Like, am I always cranky and tired? I don't get it. Like, I wake up and I'm like, like I have to get all these 3 kids ready for school. And then, you know, I got to run to my store, make sure everything's good, and then come back and like pay bills, make sure, you know, everything's in line with the kids, the laundry, cleaning the house, everything, especially when we leave for work. I have to make sure like the laundry's done, everything's put out for Gianni so he knows where everything is. It's just like there's always something. So morning I was just like so stressed out, and I was just thinking about Saturday. Like, I'm so excited for Saturday.
I know. I'm trying to be able to come. We'll see.
So Saturday I am doing, and I think I'm going to do an annual thing because Gianni, so at our shore house, Gianni, right before, you know, the summer starts, like mid-April, Gianni has his golf buddies at our shore house. So he does like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He does 4 nights of the guys at the house. And, you know, they're going to dinners, they're golfing, they're hanging out the shore house. So they do like a nice time down there. And I was like, you know what? I've never done that before. And I feel like I've never had all my good friends, like, you know, together. And I was like, you know what? I was like, Gianni, I'm going to do a girls' night. I just want one night, and I just want all my girls to come during the day and we'll have fun. So that's going to be this Saturday, and I'm going to make it annually. So it's every single year, you know, after the kids go back to school, and, you know, everyone's kind of settled with that. We could go down to my shore house and we're just going to have a nice girls' day. I told everyone to bring like a charcuterie board. So everyone like brings a different charcuterie board, which actually is on the episode tonight. That's what I did with the roomies. But we're gonna have a better time. Nobody's gonna be fighting. It's just gonna be like a nice time of, you know, like girls and drinking some Messy Mama, and then I have hibachi coming at night. So I'm just really excited to just like, you know, just have like a nice girls time, because a lot of my girlfriends are moms, and you know, they kind of need the day to get away a little bit. So this Saturday is gonna be a nice girls time, and I know you're gonna come for a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm going to come. I just feel so bad because, like, we have filming coming up, and next week again I'll be away. So I'm like, I don't know if, like, I'm going to come for a little. I don't know if I could do, like, the whole thing, just because I know next week and we'll be gone. And I know that's a lot, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm excited for the hibachi. First of all, if anybody has not done hibachi at home, you have to.
Oh, hibachi it's so fun.
Is so freaking good. The food's amazing. The performance they put on is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And sake is so good.
Oh my God. So last time I did this, I actually stole the company from Dina because she, you know, she used them in one of her summer parties that she's done. You've done like a million summer parties. So I was like, oh, that looks fun. So I ended up having them for my sister-in-law's birthday. And mind you, I was like already drinking during the day, like having, you know, my vodka seltzers. And then I had like a glass of wine or two before they came. And then I didn't realize how much sake I was going to have. So by the time dinner was over, I was so lit. I was like, what is happening?
Oh my God. But the food is so good. Like, I wasn't sure what to expect.
Oh, delicious.
It was better than like when you're in a restaurant. Uh-huh. It was so freaking good. And I love that they include the kids so much. So if you do have kids, it's not just an adult thing. Like, you could have your kids there and they do like tricks with the kids, and they bring like a water gun for the kids. So they feel like they're like doing the sake also, but it's water.
Yeah.
So it's so much fun. Highly recommend it.
No, yeah, so cute. So they are at Hibachi To You on Instagram. I'll tag them this weekend.
Yeah, they're great.
But they're amazing, and they go all over Jersey. So they're amazing, and I just can't wait to have a nice girls' time.
Yeah, for sure. You always need that girls' time, you know?
No, yeah, because I feel like we talked about this already, but like if you don't have time for yourself, and it's not even necessarily like having like a night out or, you know, whatever. Like, it's just like being by yourself even, you know, just like getting your own time, because then it like makes you a better mom, I feel, because you're not so stressed out and like yelling at the kids all the time.
No, I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend. We'll tell you all about it next week.
So yeah, next week we're going to have all the tea to spill from tonight's episode and this Saturday. And yeah, there's a lot going on, meatballs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, meatballs. And then we also have a couple people in mind that we want to bring on.
Yeah.
We'll keep that as a surprise, but we definitely have some people that we want to bring on that I think that are super mommy meatballs that everybody would really enjoy. So I'm excited. I'm excited for the Meatball Pod's future, everybody.
Same. I feel like we're just starting out, and obviously we want to get that all done in studio. So we just got to make the time, and we're going to make it work. But this is just the beginning, meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how there's icks going around? It's like a TikTok ick. Me and Joey did this on our podcast last week.
Okay.
So icks are like things that like really, really bother you and you're like, oh, like I hate it. It's like a turnoff for you. So I wanted to talk about mom icks. Like things that you just can't stand, or things that like people say about your kids, or even like interacting with other moms and you're like, oh, like kill me. So I wrote a couple down and then you could think about yours. So my mom icks, I can do shit. I can do like, you know, diarrhea up the back, like totally fine. Throw up, I'm like, eh, you know, I'm gonna gag, but I'm not dying over it. I cannot do boogers. If I see a booger, I'm out. Like, you know, obviously.
Really?
Obviously, you know, I'm going to take care of my kid, but I'm literally dying inside. And I'm like, oh, or like Angelo picks a booger out of his nose and like wipes it on me. Bitch, I'm fucking out. Like, I can't.
Yeah, boogers don't bother me.
No, like, I can't do boogers for some reason. I don't know why. Boogers are like slim.
I'll like even go up my kid's nose and like pull the booger out.
Oh, Dina, no, I can't. I don't know why. Because I'm like not squeamish, I feel. But like I realize like I really don't like boogers. And the booger sucker that you usually do with your babies, like that's when they're so really sad. Stuffy. I think that's why I don't like boogers. Because I did that with Lorenzo, and a wad of fucking phlegm and boogers went in my mouth. I think that's what did it.
Oh, it went in your mouth? Did you have the stopper at the end?
No, it just, I swallowed it. Stop. If I think about it, God, I'm going to kill myself.
You must have been missing a part.
I just didn't know what I was doing because he was my first kid and I was like 23. I think that's what did it.
Like, when I have to suck their boogers, it's kind of satisfying because I'm getting it all out. I'm like, yes. No. Get all the boogers out.
No, get out of here.
So one of mine, I could think of it right off the bat, is when we're out by the pool and they're eating snacks and the pretzels get, like, say, like, the pretzels and chips get on the floor and then they get wet. That's my ick. Like,
Soggy food.
Ugh, I can't. That
That's
is
kind of
my
like a
ick.
booger.
Yeah, like, I know it's just like a watered down pretzel, but like, there's something about it. Like, if I like step on it or like even look at it, I'm like, ooh,
Ew.
that's like mine. It's like, it's like
Oh, yeah, that's a good
soggy
one.
snacks by the pool. And I'm like, ew,
That's a good
no.
one.
Yeah, I don't like that ick. Or mine also is, one thing I can't do is clean the drain in the sink.
Oh, I just did that this morning.
I
There
hate
was
it.
like a glob of hair, and then there was like soft Fruit Loops. There was
Oh,
like a lot of
no.
mixtures, and yeah, it wasn't great.
No, I can't. That Chris does that one. I can't. I'm like, babe, it's too much. Like, especially if it's like a soggy food. Like, it's something with soggy food. Something like, but I'll mush my
Oh,
cookie.
something must have happened to you.
I don't know. It's so weird. But like, I'll like dip my cookies in milk and they get soggy and I eat it.
Oh,
So,
yummy. That's so
but like,
yummy.
other thing, like, but what the other soggy stuff, I'm like, oh, like, please.
Yeah, I don't
I don't know.
know.
Yeah, that's my ick.
So another one, so when my kids are like babies, like, still in diapers, and like I'm taking care of my baby, like I'm there, whatever, and someone tells me, "Oh, do you need a diaper change, baby?" Like right in front of me because they think he needs a diaper change.
Oh, about your child?
Yes. And I'm
Oh, yeah,
like,
no.
all right, I'll get to it. Like, it's that
Like,
annoys me.
okay.
It's like, oh, I think he
Yeah.
needs a diaper change. Oh, your diaper feels big. I'm like, does it? Like,
Yeah.
I don't like that. Yeah,
Yeah, I agree. That's like, tell me what to do.
it's kind of like overstepping, and then you're judging me, and then you're making me feel like I'm
Yeah.
not like doing something right. I don't like that.
Like, don't worry, my kid's taken care of, asshole.
Yeah, so that's an ick when it comes to like people like saying stuff to my little baby. I hate when people say, like if I'm out or if I'm doing something and I'm not with the kids, they're like, "Oh, is your husband babysitting the kids?" Like babysitting. He's the father. Like that's what he does. Like it's not babysitting. I just don't get that. Like I don't like when people say that. So yeah, our husbands aren't babysitting. Like they're the dad. And I feel like we're so blessed because our husbands are so hands-on. Like
Yes.
it's like they have two mommies. And a lot of husbands aren't like that, I feel. So the fact and I always knew that Gianni was gonna be really good with kids because he's been around kids so much. I was the one that was worried because I really didn't like kids growing up. So the fact that, my husband is so hands-on and could like be alone with all three kids for like 3 days, without any help. So blessed.
Yeah, I agree. Like, Chris is great. He's so hands-on. He just, so they played dinosaurs
Oh
and
my God, I saw that video. I was dying.
he went and he got a dinosaur outfit
I
and he started
can't.
like chasing them around. I was hysterical. I was peeing my pants. I couldn't even take it. And then after we put the boys in it, and it was so freaking funny. But I agree. We are very lucky because I see some moms that don't have that luxury of having a husband that's so hands-on, and my heart breaks for them, you
Oh, I
know?
know. And that's when people say he's babysitting,
Yeah.
which is so
Yeah.
annoying. And then my last ick, no, I have two more icks. My other ick is when you're saying like, "Oh, I'm so tired, like I need a break, I need to take a nap." And then somebody says, "Well, you wanted kids."
Oh, yeah, that's freaking
I'm
annoying.
like, "You know what? Like
That's
you
without
wanted
kids,
all
I'd be
these kids."
shocked.
I'm like, can you not? And then my other one is people staring at my annoyed baby or my annoyed kids on a plane. Like, I get it. They're not being great. Like, don't make it worse.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. Or they'll be like, oh, maybe he needs this. And I'm like, no, I know he's tired and he needs to go to sleep.
No, yeah. Like, I know stranger how to take care of my baby.
Like, so oh, maybe he's teething. I'm like, no, that's not it. He's on a plane and he's tired.
Yeah, and his ears hurt. Shut up.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
Those are my annoying ex. And we could think about more. We could think about more for next time.
Yeah.
But those are just ones that came to mind.
I feel like on the plane, like, they don't understand that it's worse for the mom, like the parents. Like, we're going through it too. Like, these poor, and the babies can't, like, can't express what's hurting them, you know? So, us moms and dads, we're feeling it too, because we feel the stress of, like, everybody else around us, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to bother people. And I feel like when, you know, we're traveling for work and we're not with the kids and we're on, like, you know, a long flight to, like, LA or something, and I see, like, a mom with, like, a baby walking up and down looking stressed, I want to be like, do you want me to hold your baby for a little bit? Like, I don't want to be that weirdo, but I'm always like, oh, like, I want to help her.
Yeah, but that might be my ick. If someone did that to me, though, I'd be like,
no, I know. I'd be like, no, don't touch my kid. That's why I don't ask, because, like, I know if someone said that to me, I'd be like, fuck off.
I'd be like, ugh, Snooki just made me an ick.
No, but I feel like since, like, they know us, they might be a fan and be like, oh, I know you're a good mom. Sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I but feel I've like never actually said it. I've always said it in my head.
Because if you did go up, they'd be like, why do you think I can't take my kid?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, do you want me to help you? Yeah, because then I would be annoyed. So I've never said it, but I always felt like, oh my God. Like, yeah, and also, it's also because I know I'm not going to be with my kids for a couple of days, so I want to cuddle something.
Yes,
so it's I get more of that. Like a selfish move on me.
You know, can I cuddle your kid? Yeah. Like, call the cops.
Like, I can hold your baby.
Oh my God.
I can't.
Yeah, we'll definitely think of some more icks, because I'm sure. And if you guys have any icks, send them through. Send them over. Let's hear your icks.
Yeah.
Mommy icks. Meatball icks. Any type of icks. And now we're going to go to fan questions. Let's do some fan questions. Nicole, you want to grab the first one?
Yeah, so we love all of your questions. And it's not even like questions. It's more of like you telling us stuff, which I love. But this is one. And they didn't say who it's from, but they said, hey, Meatballs, my husband is in the military. Thank you for your service. And we are stationed in Italy. I was curious if you had any fun stories about your meatball days in Florence. What was your favorite place to eat in Florence? Thanks, Queens. Our Italy days. Do you remember staying up for 24 hours?
Yes, I remember.
Italy was like a shit show for me. Like, I hated it. And I was, like, so homesick, but, like, it was, like, the best for reality TV.
It's, like, let ourselves just do whatever we wanted there.
We were crazy.
It was our wildest times, probably, in my life. That was my wildest. I was, like,
oh, yeah. Italy was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I'm in another country. I'm just going to live my best life.
No, literally.
And now I look back at it, and I'm, like, ooh, that's my ick.
Yeah, my ick is 100% Italy, but I did love when we went out and then, like, we had so much fun, and then we just decided to stay up, and we were like, you know what, it's like 6 a.m. let's get some you know, leopard dresses on, and let's go get some breakfast, because I feel like we thought in Italy, like, everyone drinks wine all the time, like, no one's gonna judge us if we go, you know, to breakfast at 7 a.m. and we drink. Yeah.
We looked like prostitutes.
Literally prostitutes. And then we ended up falling asleep at the table.
Oh, my God. We were like, let's dress like Jersey and go get mimosas. Like, so smart. Our favorite place to eat. Do you remember? It was, like, the only American restaurant in one of the piazzas. I don't know. I don't know what the name was, but it was, like,
I don't remember anything.
It was, like, a little American restaurant. It was the only place that, like, served, like, American breakfast. So we would get, like, eggs and stuff. And it turned into, it was, like, a diner-y type place. But, oh. we, like, remember we like turned that place into a club in the middle of the day? Like we called, had them call
it. Oh, remember we were dancing on the bar?
Yeah. So like we turned this like little American diner into a freaking club in the middle of the day and had a whole meatball day.
Oh, wait, that was so pretty- that's the place that we forgot to pay and we were leaving Italy and the owner came over and was like, the meatballs didn't pay. And we were like, oh shit.
Oh my God, I don't remember.
We got in trouble there.
Oh my God, more than once.
Oh, I hate us.
But also,
like, Italy that was nice.
Gorgeous. Like, it was so pretty and we did so many beautiful things. Like, I remember going and eating on top of like this mountain and like the food was so fresh. So I would really love to go back and actually enjoy it instead of just being a drunken.
Yeah, I feel like we didn't appreciate it because we were like so young and we were just like, oh, you know, this is for the show. We have to like, you know, party and have fun. And I just feel like we didn't appreciate actually like being in Italy and like, you know, like being a tourist.
Yeah. I mean, for one, Florence has the most Americans because there's a college there. Remember we kept meeting all these college kids from America?
Oh, yeah. We were like, where's the Italian people?
Yeah. And there's a military base there, probably where her boyfriend is stationed. So there was like a lot of military that was there that we would like see in clubs, like young guys and girls that were stationed there. And then there was a college there. So we weren't the only Americans in Florence. We were surprised at how many there were. I was like, oh, wow, this is like more, because that's why they had the American restaurant for the college kids and stuff. Okay, next question. I'll take this one because I feel like it's me. This is from Maddie, and she says, the only meatball I can find is my boyfriend. Is that okay?
100%.
Yeah, like I have Nicole, clearly, but Chris, when Nicole's not there, Chris is my meatball. Chris is
Chris is a good time.
He is so much fun. So the fact that you found your meatball, you're going to marry that guy, Maddie. Marry him and have little meatball kids.
Totally.
Yeah, this one's funny. Hi, meatballs. Did y'all ever use banana bags to recover the next morning after a wild night out? Y'all are freaking awesome. From Claudia and Kayla. Did we ever use banana bags?
I mean, yes. I feel like we invented banana bags.
Yes, we have. That's the only thing that brought us back to life when we did first Miami Jersey Shore family vacation.
Yeah. I mean, that hardly brought me back to life, but that made me not die.
A lot. It made me feel a lot better. That's for sure. And then after that, like, we started doing it. Like, it would be like, you know what would make me laugh? So us meatballs would actually need the banana bags to like hydrate because we were so hungover. And then you have like Jenny and everybody downstairs doing the banana bags, like drinking coffee, having conversation. And me and Nicole are up in the room dying from being hungover on these bananas.
Yeah, everyone's like having a party with it. Like, oh, this is so nice. And like talking about things. And I'm just like, no one fucking talk to me. I am in bed under the covers. Like it's dark in our room. Like I am dying.
We were in the dark, dark room.
Yeah, I was like, do not turn the lights on.
We're dying. They're all like enjoying themselves having banana bags. I'm like, I just need this to survive.
Literally thought it was fun. I'm like, no, I'm actually really dying.
They had Pedialyte, Gatorade. And then Vinny comes upstairs and he's like, I just wanted to be cozy with the meatballs.
I was like, cozy? We're on our deathbed.
I know. And then remember our blood, the blood went into our IVs. Our blood was coming out.
Oh, yeah. We were dying.
Thank you. Hot messes. On that note, everybody, I feel like this podcast today was really great.
Yeah, we did it, meatball.
We did it, meatball. Let's get sauced. And I cannot wait till Saturday. And I can't wait to see the episode tonight. And we will be back next week. We're not sure if we're going to be in studio because we do have the reunion and a whole bunch of stuff going on filming. So we might be together, but probably not in the studios, but you will still get a podcast.
Yes, meatballs. We love you. Have a great weekend. Have some wine and enjoy yourselves.
We'll see you next week.